you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
What the frick is up, wrestling fam? Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Life. You already know this is your host, M. Led on the mic, and I've got another Monday morning motivation queued up for you to get your week started off right. If you're brand new to the podcast, my name is M. Led. I am so happy you're here. Make sure to hit that follow button wherever you're listening. If you are an ambitious person and you want to get out of your head and you want to grab life by the freaking balls, you're going to want to join the wrestling squad and stick around, because that's what we do here. We are all about getting out of our own way and living life to the absolute fullest. We got brand new episodes every single Monday and every single Tuesday on the podcast, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single one. I have got an amazing Monday morning motivation for you guys, okay? Listen up. I am encouraging you to make magic wherever you go this week. I have listed out 10 plus ways that you can make magic wherever you go this week in the hopes that it will help you to romanticize your life a little bit, to make your everyday a little bit less boring and a little bit more fun and exciting. I think as adults, we can all kind of relate to the fact that life feels mundane and repetitive as shit sometimes, especially if you are working a 9-to-5 job or any job really, where you're consistently putting up hours and going to the grocery store and cooking dinner and kind of doing the same thing every single day. So the suggestions that I have for you today, it's all about spicing things up a little bit, okay? You guys want to get a little spicy this week? You're in the right place. So let's get into it. The first thing that I have for you is be the first one to start the convo this week. I'm not just talking about with people that you're actually close with. I'm talking about like random ass strangers, okay? I'm talking about when you are grocery shopping this week and you're waiting in the checkout line, when you're pumping your gas, when you are walking your dog and you take your dog to the dog park and you see other people with dogs. Anywhere that you go, that there are other people there and you have the opportunity to be the first one to strike up a conversation, I'm encouraging you to freaking do it. I feel like so many of us wait for magic to happen to us and wait for exciting conversations to happen to us. We forget that we literally have the power to be the person to start that conversation. And what's holding you back from doing that? Just literally strike up a conversation. I know some people really struggle to talk to people and to know what to talk about. So that leads me to my second one, which is a really easy conversation starter, okay? Compliment others. If you see someone who is wearing a cute ass dress or a really sick pair of shoes, or you just like their style in general, or there's something about their energy that you're just like, whoa, that person is very charismatic and just carries themselves so well. Compliment them. Tell them. How are people going to know how you see them unless you tell them? So go out of your way to just give a really kind compliment. That's such an easy conversation starter. Just don't be creepy, okay? Don't be creepy. Don't go overkill and be like, oh my God, I think I might be in love with you. You are the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. Okay, let's back it up a little bit. We can give a compliment without being weird, okay? Pick one thing about them that stands out and is nice and let them know that, and guarantee if they are a nice person and they are open to conversation, they will probably compliment you right back, baby. So take the risk and do it. Number three, help people in need. This doesn't have to be like you go to a third world country and serve as a missionary for a week, okay? You can help the old lady in the parking lot put her groceries in her trunk, okay? Or you can take her cart back whenever she's done loading. If somebody drops something in front of you, you can pick it up for them. If someone at the grocery store can't reach the top shelf, aka me and my 5'1 self, do you know how many times I have to ask people for help? Just look around your environment and observe other people. Come out of yourself for a little bit. Look around you and see if there's anybody that you can offer a lending hand to and to make their day a little bit easier and a little bit brighter. Number four is be the first to share. Okay, let's talk about vulnerability for a second. It's what everyone is terrified of. Do you know how much magic you can create when you're the first one to be vulnerable? You don't have to pour out your guts and tell someone your entire life story to be relatable or to make magic, okay? It can be as simple as you can be like, hey, I sense you're feeling a little bit nervous about this right now. I sense that you're a little preoccupied about something. Here's a story about when I went through something similar and how I got through it. And then you're bringing encouragement to that person. You're having a real and authentic conversation. That's going to translate to magic in your life, baby. Okay, trust me. Number five is stop and admire things. Okay, you guys know I say this shit on the podcast all the time. Get lost in nature, get lost in the sunset, get lost in the trees, in the flowers, in the sound of the birds. Literally, wherever you are, soak it in. I cannot hammer home enough how much magic and beauty that will bring to your life in of itself. Number six, and this is my favorite one, get your freaking flirt on, okay? Unless you're in a relationship, I'm not encouraging you to cheat or be shady. No, no, no. I am encouraging my single people to flirt more, okay? My credentials here are pretty good, okay? I was nominated biggest flirt in high school during the senior superlatives, and I used to be so embarrassed of that, and I was like, wow, am I really that flirty? Like, I wasn't even aware of it until I got voted that superlative, and so I purposefully stopped being flirty for a while, and now I've gotten my flirty self back after many years of trying to turn that off, and bro, the amount of magic that flirting adds to your life is insane, and I'm not talking sexual shit. I'm not talking about literally like I fucking somebody and just making it super sexually charged. If you want to do that, great. And I'm not saying I never do that. It's fun when it gets to that. But like teasing, being playful, having banter, flirty, witty, fun conversation, that adds so much magic to your life. I don't just flirt with men. I flirt with my friends. I flirt with women. I flirt with literally everybody. And I do it in a way that makes their vibration raise and makes my vibration raise. And it makes life so much more fun. I'm probably going to do an entire episode on flirting, like how to be a good flirt, because it's one of my biggest strengths. It's so goddamn fun. It makes you so magnetic and attractive. People love being around you. And it's a great characteristic to have, okay? One of my friends was actually teasing me. He was like, you need to make an episode on how to have more riz and how to pick up women. I don't know how to pick up women, not my strong suit, but I can definitely teach you guys how to be a little bit more charismatic and more flirty. And maybe I will do that on the podcast. Send me a DM at Wrestling With Life Pod if you would like me to make that episode. Okay. So yes, number six is flirt. Number seven, create a magical environment. Create a very magical environment. This is as simple as pouring yourself a bubble bath, lighting a candle, and playing some slow, sensual music. Doesn't even have to be sensual. I don't know why I'm on the sensual vibe today. It doesn't have to be sensual. Play your favorite playlist. Just create a mood for yourself, okay? I have ambient lighting, like LED backlighting in my kitchen. I recently put it in. It changes the whole aura of my living space. Like, it just has this like more moody vibe that I am loving. Create something like that for yourself in your own home. It does feel magical, and it does kind of just get you into your senses and really plugged into the space around you. And it feels like magic, baby. Number eight, put a bougie outfit on, okay? How many times do you just like slap together whatever you want in the morning and you're like, okay, this is good enough. Here we go. Let me go about my day. When I started planning out my outfits, when I was going to go into the office, taking the time to do my hair, my makeup, put together a nice outfit that I felt cool, collected, comfortable, and confident in, it changed the trajectory of my entire day. I don't know about you guys, but when I look good, I feel good. And if you want to have more magic in your day to day and you want to feel more confident in general, taking time to get ready in the morning and make sure that you look presentable and good and you feel hot, you feel sexy, you feel good to go, that's going to set you up for success throughout your day and make every interaction that you have more magical. Number nine, treat yourself to something that you normally don't. I'm a very frugal girly. I'm really good at saving my money and I hate wasting money. Like, I would rather invest my shit in my 401k than spend it. That is how I feel about money, okay? But every now and again, because I'm like this, I treat myself to something, a little splurge, to make myself feel special and magical. The most recent purchase like this for me was about $100 worth of Bath & Body candles. Like I said, I'm all about that mood. I'm all about the smells. I'm all about the ambiance. And that is going to help you create more magic too. So splurge on something you don't normally if you can afford it. Number 10 is dance. Dance, baby. Go to the club with your friends or just dance in your apartment like nobody's watching, or take actual dance lessons with your partner. I don't care what you do, just move your body. Dancing is literally freaking therapy for your soul. And if you are afraid to dance in front of other people, conquering that fear is going to add magic to your life. Number 11 is ask questions and get curious. How often do we just go along with the status quo or whatever's happening in our environment and we don't even challenge it or question why it's happening, and we just kind of like roll with everything? If you want to get spicy, challenge things. And I'm not even saying be confrontational. I'm just saying understand the why. Instead of blending into your meeting this week that you normally just kind of like coast through, really listen and pay attention and understand what's being spoken about. And when you don't understand something, ask a question. It might make your heart rate go up a little bit if you don't like being the center of attention, if it's a big meeting, but pushing yourself out of your comfort zone in that way, do you know how good that is for you? Do you know how much magic that's going to add to your day? Number 12, this is a really fun one that I am challenging myself to do. I've actually never done this, okay? Leave secret notes in public places for people to find. Have you guys ever seen those videos on Instagram where a random person will pass by a stranger and hand them a note, and then they'll film that person's reaction as they open the note, and it'll be a message like, it's going to get better, or you're beautiful, or you got this? Just something that's positive and uplifting. I'm going to start doing this, and you don't even have to directly hand it to somebody. You can just leave it in a public place and like wait to see somebody find it, or don't, just go about your day. Either way, what a cool way to spread positivity, to do something out of your norm, and to bring magic into your day. I'm going to try this. I'll let you know how it goes. Number 13, watch the sunset. That one goes without saying. Number 14, play with kids or animals. This will help you connect to your inner child. The pure innocence of like a baby or a dog is just so beautiful, and it helps bring out our inner child, which in turn creates magic. Number 15, greet your people with open, positive energy. How often do we have like a very boring, shitty, or even just normal day? And so when you meet someone, they're like, how was your day? And you're like, yeah, it was fine. What if instead you were like, it was a good day, I can't wait to hear about your day, and give them a giant hug and just bring that like open, warm energy to them? You know how much that's going to lift them up if they're not used to that from you? A lot. Number 16 is eye contact. I know a lot of people struggle with this for different reasons, and I don't want to be insensitive. I know for some people, avoiding eye contact is actually a trauma response. And if this is a hard one for you, you can skip this one. And I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad by saying this. However, increasing eye contact with people, whether it be romantically or just in platonic or work relationships, it communicates confidence, it communicates self-assuredness, and it just communicates that you are listening and connecting with that person. And that is going to create a better vibration between you and somebody else. Number 17 is body language. Watch the way that you are holding yourself in your conversations. If you are crossing your arms or you're slouching, your energy is very closed off. People are gonna pick up on that. You wanna have more magical interactions? Open up your body language and actually receive people and let them perceive you. And the very last one that I have, number 18, this was way more than 10 plus. I got a little carried away. Number 18 is listen and get lost in somebody's world. You wanna make magic? Actually take the time to hear what someone is saying, and don't just wait for your chance to speak. Okay. How many of us just sit in conversation and wait for the other person to stop talking so we can go? When you sit there and you get lost in somebody else's world and you really understand what makes them tick and why they are the way that they are and why they feel the way that they feel, you come outside of yourself so much. You have a much more organic, real, natural, honest, great conversation with them. And all in all, it just adds a lot of magic to your day. Okay, guys, that's 18 ways that you can make magic this week. Try just one of them and see how it goes. See if that helps you create more magic this week. Make sure to tune back in for tomorrow's episode that will be dropping with one of my besties. Her name is Lizzie. I'm so excited to get her on the podcast. And make sure to tune back in every single Monday and every single Tuesday for Wrestling with Life episodes. If you liked this Monday morning motivation, please go drop me a 5-star review in the platform that you listen on. That helps the podcast to grow. And when we grow, I get to bring you more content, wrestling fam. We get to have more honest, real, vulnerable conversations together. And that's the goal, isn't it? Have a wonderful week, wrestling fam. I love you guys so much. We'll talk soon. Bye.